Now, this time next week, barring an almighty hiccup, Wes Douglas will have a new MHK. This morning, the fourth and final interview with the candidates contesting the seat made vacant following Jeff Corkey's elevation to the Legislative Council. I'm joined this morning by financial analyst and Douglas councillor Chris Thomas. Good morning, Mr. Thomas.
Good morning, James.
Good morning. You impressed a lot of people last time out. You were fairly close to being elected, in fact, at the general election 20 months ago. You were a Liberal van and candidate then. You're an independent now. Why? Why the difference?
Firstly, James, immediately after the election, I was a bit disappointed that the process of forming the government of national unity wasn't more agreed. It wasn't actually, you know, what was important for me and my manifesto wasn't in taken into account. That was the first issue. The second issue is when it came for the April 2012 Douglas Council by-election, there was an idea that my manifesto would be approved in some sense, and that's not what I said in my manifesto for the general election. There's no party whip, I understood, in Liberal van in. There was a couple of issues of policy that I disagreed with at that time, but the main point was understanding of the nature of party in the Isle of Man.
Do you think being Liberal van hindered your chances last time or helped them?
That's not the point.
But what do you think?
I have no idea of knowing, and nobody else will, and we'll find out on Thursday next week.
Indeed. In your manifesto, you say that the government's decision on the Sefton deal was camouflaged. What do you mean by that?
In February 2013, we had the budget at which £6 million was transferred into the Land Property Acquisition Reserve Fund. You know, there was some question about what that was going to be used for, and we were just told the same purposes as always. But you know, I knew at the time what was going to happen. I had this feeling, and you know, it was widely discussed. So to me, at that moment, there should have been more debate about the types of uses that money should be put to. And secondly, you know, there's the issue about the previous loan and you know, whether that was completely intransparent and whether that was compliant with all the rules and regulations.
You're gaining, if you don't mind me saying, a bit of a reputation in the council as something of a maverick, really, who votes against a number of issues. Now, one such thing, I think you voted against the rates rise in the capital. Easy that, though, for political gain, isn't it? I mean, you said the rates are higher than in Bradnor and Onchan. Of course they are. You're representing the capital. Where are your alternatives?
Exactly. I was going to shift your question to a different way of looking at it, James, and you did it for me at the end of your question. I mean,
me where they are.
I only ask a question, or I only vote against something alongside a policy, and I've actually moved four motions in council. We haven't got time to do all of them, but I'll summarise them. Number one, I actually proposed that Douglas went ahead of the government in actually putting together a town plan, and lots of my questions and lots of my votes have been about, you know, helping me understand and helping other people understand the benefits of putting together a town plan. You don't vote against a budget and a rates rise unless you're, you know, questioning some of the effectiveness and the efficiency of town council spending and priorities at which money is being used and that sort of thing. And that's why I proposed something in that area. Another area is financing of the council. I actually asked Borough Treasurer to work up financing options, including bonds and including alternatives to borrowing from the Isle of Man Bank.
Would these options have led to the rates being frozen?
Yes.
You want to reform. You want to hold a referendum in April 2016. You want to reduce the number of politicians. Very laudable, of course, but it's not the priority at the moment when there are the pretty savage cuts being made across all government departments, health, education amongst them.
Exactly, James. It is a priority in one sense because one of the issues in the Isle of Man, a very important issue, is I think the people are disengaging from politics and disengaging from government. You know, one of the good things about this government is roaming Comin and actually doing more than the previous administration, but they still can do even more. And my point is that the proposal I've made for parliamentary reform, it actually achieves exactly the objective that you set for it. It actually takes this out of legislative drafting time. It takes it out of Parliament. It takes it out of creating the space in Parliament and in the policy debate to actually focus on education and health. And I'll tell you how we do that. We do that by setting up a commission to consider some of the very serious issues. 2013, 2015, you know, Parliament won't be discussing these things. It'll be discussed in a commission. And then we have a referendum. And, you know, if truth be known, this is an issue that politicians should be letting the people be engaged with first.
Are the public that interested?
Yes.
Fair enough. What do you believe are the priorities in West Douglas now, forgetting the bigger picture?
I mean, I'll start from potholes. I mean, I must have been away when there was some sort of shelling going on from out in Douglas Bay, because, you know, whether you start at Belmont Hill or whether you start at Portishead, there are craters, and I don't know how they got there. And that goes back to my idea of planning. You know, if you have craters in your roads, you actually need to have planning over a period of time to get rid of those craters. So it's not the only thing. We've got to use the beach better. We've got to use the parks better. We've got to manage waste. I mean, the minister's identified 30% savings apparently that can be made. We've got to plan for that. We've got to plan for Lord Street regeneration. So the main point for Douglas West voters is a national one. National resources have got to be used with local authority resources, with private sector resources, in an organised way for the good of the town and the country.
Talk to me about it very quickly. For or against the Pinewood deal?
Against.
The bus dispute?
It should never have been in this situation. Very sad situation.
But now it is.
We've got, you know, negotiation, and it has to be the way forward.
A text has just come in, actually, and this isn't in relation to our interview, it's from an earlier one. Why will the government not go to arbitration? That would take the heat out of the situation. They've already said on a number of times why they won't go to arbation, but do you think they should?
Well, in fact, I actually heard the minister say that, you know, they would have gone to arbitration, which I found a very confusing answer. So, you know, conciliation is still the way. We should never have got in this area. We should never have been picking on one group of workers, then the next group of workers, then the next group of workers, and so on. My whole approach is an organised approach, and it's about looking at the whole of the public sector, pensions, wage rates, conditions, together in a fair and organised way. So same as prices. You know, prices is a very important issue this election, and you know, we've got some real shocks coming up when the full impact of the loans that have been taken on comes in 2014. Electricity, sewage, you know, water.
The worst yet to come, you think?
I'm just, and what we need is a good parliament that's properly engaging with its public, and in a good parliament that's doing its job well, scrutinising legislation, developing policy in all areas.
In 30 seconds, tell me why the people of West Douglas should support you next Thursday.
As a person, it's about my approach to being a public representative. It's about my capability of being a public record. It's my track record of actually positively engaging to propose something, you know, as an alternative when necessary, and supporting government when it's appropriate to support something. I mean, I engage with people. I take up public administration issue pending the creation of an ombudsman, and I'd be pleased to carry on that as a Douglas councillor if I'm not elected, or as a MHK if I am elected.
Chris Thomas, thank you for your time this morning. Thank you very much.